It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program. And Dial-A-Doc is brought to you again today by FHN. And we're joined today out of the ear, nose, and throat department to Dr. Terry Donat. Dr. Terry Donat is here with us. Dr. Donat, good morning. Hello. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Yeah, thank you for inviting me to speak with you.
All right. It's always great to talk to you. And now today you're here to talk about a new procedure available at FHN. Tell us about this.
Right. I'm here to talk about balloon sinuplasty, which is a technique that was developed about 15 years ago and really shown long-term benefit to patients to reduce sinus symptoms and decrease the number of sinusitis that people experience by using a minimally invasive procedure that uses a small balloon catheter to open up the openings of the sinuses, which are very narrow, much like people have heart catheterizations and balloons to open up blocked arteries. And so it's been very beneficial.
Tell us how this works and what problems it solves, Doc.
Right. So the problems that it solves is that the sinuses, which are inside of the face and the head, they lighten the bone of the face and the skull, and they provide detection for the bone in the face and the skull. But what they have is a very narrow opening, and sometimes because of inflammation due to allergies or to recurrent bacterial or viral infections, those narrow openings swell shut. And the balloon has allowed us to, without removing tissue mechanically, to pass a small fiber optic light in there that proves that we're in the sinus, and then a balloon to expand the opening, which is much like expanding a small honeycomb cell, which has the thickness of eggshell, and thereby allowing for the sinuses to be open, drain, allow air to pass, and also to allow medications that patients can use to be more effective going forward.
Wow. And is this outpatient surgery, Doc?
It's designed to be outpatient surgery in the office under a local anesthetic with some topical sprays and a few injections once those sprays have numbed up the area. It also can be performed in general surgery with anesthesia when other procedures are involved with it.
All right. How long does this procedure typically take?
Yeah, if we're just doing balloons in the office, typically it takes about a half hour for some topical medicine by sprays and small injections to work. And then the balloon itself takes about 5 minutes per sinus at most to be able to verify that we're in the sinus and dilate that opening.
We're talking to Dr. Terry Donat here today. He's the ear, nose, and throat specialist at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Doc, this kind of falls into the category of minimally invasive procedure. Tell us the advantages of that.
Well, the advantages here, like most sinus surgery in the past 15 to 20 years, is all done through the opening of the nose. So we're using a natural opening. And then minimally invasive in this part means that we are opening up the sinus opening without destroying or removing tissue that would cause bleeding at the site and increase the amount of time to healing. Therefore, people can typically get back to their daily life or occupations within 2 to 3 days after the procedure is done, if that's the only major procedure that they're having done at that time.
All right. And Doc, are there other ways to open up the sinuses that you use as well?
Sure. The traditional surgery that we've been using since the 1980s, which is very effective, but again has a longer healing time in the form of days to weeks, is that we open up the small sinus by using metal graspers and metal biters, which remove tissue. It causes a bit more bleeding, not so much more pain, but it certainly causes more time to healing. There are also some sinuses, especially the ones above the eyes, that we have difficulty getting to because of the angle and how narrow the opening is to those areas.
Now, when we talk about the minimally invasive procedure here, we're talking about the balloon sinuplasty here. What kind? If patients or potential patients are listening out there, folks are listeners this morning, who would benefit most from this kind of surgery?
So, people that benefit most are people who have ongoing inflammation inside the nose. We used to believe that bacterial infections came first that led to chronic inflammation, and what we found and believe now in the last 10 years is that chronic inflammation really sets up. So people who have allergies, people who have chronic inflammation from other diseases or from recurrent bacterial infections that occur resulting from inflammation, we don't remove that inflammation totally, but our goal is to open up the sinuses so that medications can get to them when they failed beforehand. So people who have failed medical therapy and have persistent symptoms of pressure, pain, drainage, oftentimes headache, which prevents them from living their lives daily very well.
Doc, when, I thought we only had two sinuses. Give me an anatomy lesson here. It sounds like we have sinuses above our eyes. Tell us about this.
Right. So while I mentioned the two sinuses above the eyes, we have two sinuses in our cheek, so one on each side, two between our eyes, two behind those twos behind our eyes, and then two above the eyes in the middle. And the ones in the far back behind the eyes, they drain separately from the three on each side up front. So what's nice is we can address the three on each side up front. Though the sinuses between the eyes have a very fine network of honeycombs that we can't put a balloon into directly, so that we have to address those by traditional surgery, which can be done under anesthesia.
All right. And, Doc, does this procedure that we've been talking about today, does it cure sinusitis?
It would be great if it did, Scott. Unfortunately, we can't prevent bacterial infections. We can't prevent you running into people with viruses. And we can't eliminate allergies, though we can reduce the symptoms. So the goal is that of this is we found that, and the reason why I'm bringing it to FHN now is that there's long-term evidence of its long-term benefit for at least 2 years or more in many people. The main goal is to allow for symptoms to be less than they were before, decrease duration, and also the number of infections, although we can't prevent them completely, should be far less.
All right, boy, but I like how minimally invasive it is in terms of procedure.
Right. So there are people that we've always had difficulty in taking the surgery who may be on blood thinners. And what's great about people, it's so minimally invasive that people who are on blood thinners like Coumadin and Eliquis and Plavix for other harder brain-related procedures actually can have these procedures performed in the office without the risk of high bleeding or stopping those medications, which can put them at risk during the surgeries.
All right, Doc. Great information. How could people learn more and maybe set up an appointment with you or visit with you on this issue?
So for people that have already not gone online to find out information over the past several years, you can certainly go online to find out more information at FHN. Also, we're going to be having some information come out in our next issue of Insight that the hospital puts out, where we have a patient talk about her experience or her benefits with this. And they can also call the office to make an appointment with me. I'd be glad to talk to anyone about their particular situation once I know more about them.
All right. Doc, always great information. Great talking to you. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, Scott, and have a good day.
All right. Dr. Terry Donat here today. He is the specialist. He's the ear, nose, and throat guy at FHN here this morning on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. The preceding this morning brought to you and sponsored by FHN.